Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Listen to the words of this wonderful song. The cross, it standeth fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Defying every blast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The winds of hell have blown. The world its hate has shown. Yet it is not overthrown. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall never suffer loss. Listen, now these true words are sung. Reading from Colossians chapter 3, again reading what we read before. I want to deal with it some more. It's very needful for us as a nation, very needful in the world. Chapter 3, verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in and all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We are told many times to give thanks. Let's give thanks to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come to Thee through Christ Jesus, giving thanks in His name for Thy giving Him, and for that new and living way in Him. We give thanks that, as we read, that Christ is all in all. We give thanks also as the song stated, those wonderful words, that we can say hallelujah for the cross, that we can say it defies every blast, and that it will accomplish that unto which it has been sent. We think of Isaiah speaking of the suffering Savior, but also telling us in the end of that chapter that He shall see His seed and shall prolong His days. He shall be satisfied. And we know, Father, that He is on Thy right hand now and will be there till His enemies, the last one, will be made His footstool. And then, Lord Jesus, Thou wilt come again on the clouds of glory. We pray that Thou wilt prepare us for that day and for that prepared place that Thou art gone, describing it, in Thy Father's house are many mansions, and that before leaving this earth in death, that Thou didst say, I go to prepare a place for you. And we pray that Thou wilt now do with us, as Paul here instructed this church at Colossae, to walk in Thy ways, to seek those things which are above, where Christ is on Thy right hand. And we pray that Thou wilt send Thy Spirit to awaken us, Thy Spirit to bring a great awakening again in our nation and every other nation in the world, to Jew and to Gentile, that all these mentioned here may receive the blessing needed, the blessing described, the eternal blessing first and above all, and then also, Father, the temporal blessings for those suffering, those in sickness and injury, those in hunger, those homeless, those in war-torn lands, those persecuted, and ways of suffering in other ways, Father, we pray for them through Christ, in whose name we give thanks. Again, amen. As we continue in this, especially the first verse that we looked at, lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Those of you who are listeners might say, well, we dealt with that before. But have we, in the church, in our homes, in our nation, stopped lying? Are we listening to this, lie not one to another? And as I have been thinking about it, thinking about through the years, I'm 88 years old, and many years thinking back to Russia, China, other nations, were overcome by lies. In China, they said if they could get the children to believe the lie of evolution, they called it the theory of evolution, then they could get them to believe other lies as well. Then they felt they had the children mastered. And now in our country, schools are teaching that lie, that terrible lie, against God, the Creator. We mentioned it before, but we must mention it again, because lies are continuing. They are being taught. And not only in the schools, in the seminaries, in the colleges, all those that know the Word of God, deny the Word of God, listen to theories and lies. And here so plainly Paul states to this church and to all of us today, listen to His Word today. As the psalmist says and Paul repeats, harden not your hearts. If you don't listen today, your heart will be harder tomorrow. Take warning. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Who is that image? Have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I think of the Lord Jesus before Pilate. Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And the Lord Jesus says, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and thy chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Just think of that. There's different reasons why Christ came, but especially this one. And all the other reasons are included in that. It is the truth of the gospel that saves us. It is the truth of his resurrection that helps us. It is the truth of all things, his teaching. And here he says, For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone. Everyone. The Lord Jesus, earlier in his life here on earth, said, My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. He also said to those that were there round him, You are not of my sheep, because my sheep hear my voice. The voice begins through Moses. The voice continues through Joshua, Samuel, David, Isaiah, all the prophets. Daniel, who said, To us belongeth confusion of face, as it is this day, and we and our fathers have sinned. All that is truth. Truth of confession, because God is teaching us to come from the lies, and that's what he has done here. He said, Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For these things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Disobedience, not believing the truth. We disobey it because we don't believe it to be true. If we believed it to be true, we'd tremble, we'd obey, we'd repent. Then we'd follow on to know the Lord and follow on with the Lord. Paul says, You've put off these. Part of it is lie not one to another. And again, thinking of the past, Germany fell because it believed the lies of Hitler. Russia fell because it believed the lies of communism. China fell also because it believed the lies. I was just a young boy when the communists took over. And I've probably mentioned this before, but it bears repeating because we are in the same danger very much. When I asked my teacher when I was a young boy, still in grade school, how the communists could take over in China, he said, because of the news media. The news media, lying, 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 lying. We have what we call fake news. And people are not giving the news, they're trying to make the news. They're trying to change our country through the news media. And those who want to overthrow our country as it is have used the news media. They've used our schools that teach all of these different ways of making the news media. And people that go to school for that purpose, professional, they learn the lie and believe the lie. And again, when we think of creation, one of the first things in the Bible, and one of the things that is so plain in Scripture, when God did it, he did it by speaking. He said it, and it was so. We can read that over and over in Genesis chapter 1. And it was so, verse 7, verse 9, and it was so. And then in verse 10, and God saw that it was good, verse 11, and it was so. all the things God spoke, they came into existence. It was so. It was good. Again, verse 12. The earth brought forth grass, herb yielding seed after his kind, the tree yielding fruit. The seed was in itself after his kind. God saw that it was good. And just think, these 6,000 years ago, the trees have been growing ever since, every spring bringing leaves, every fall dropping their leaves, year after year after year. That was God's plan. And the seed was in itself. The seeds fall to the ground. New trees spring up. All of that is God's order. Then he made the sun and the moon for signs, for seasons, and for days and years. He made the lights, the greater light to rule by day, the lesser to rule by night, and the one that rules by night, the moon, every 29 days. It gives us a new month, especially for the Jews. They have the month according to the moon. In our country, we don't. We have 12 months. They have 13. But all according to God's creation, beginning then, and as we read in verse 18 of Genesis 1, and God saw that it was good. He didn't see it half done. He didn't see it beginning. He didn't see it with slow progress. He didn't see it that it would take a million years and a billion years. He saw that it was good. It was already finished. He said it. It was done. It was good. That's it. That's the truth. And you disbelieve it to your own detriment. And I could say to your own damnation. Because the last book in the Bible tells us that all liars go into the lake of fire. And this is a serious matter. It might be a secondary thing, but with God, it's much more important than anything of yourself and anything of myself. Just think of Ananias and Sapphira. Gave some money, gave lots of money probably, and then lied about it. Fell at Peter's feet dead. Read it in the book of Acts. Put off lying one to another. Lying about creation. Lying about the blessings of our country. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, murmur not, as Israel murmured. Murmur not. We're murmuring. Many people are murmuring against our country that is so good for them. Good for me. Good for you. Good for everybody. Everybody wants to come. And then many coming, complain, murmur that they're not treated well enough. And much of it is the lie. As I read, the life of one said that they were told, don't work, just take money from the government. And some people believe that lie, think it's better. That person didn't, went to work, and is thankful for it. Believe the truth of God's word. He that will not work shall not eat. And God may well take away our bountiful food someday, because we're not living the word of God. We're believing the lie in so many ways. Husbands and wives tell lies about each other and then separate. And that's the lie, because God said what he has joined together, let not man put asunder. That's the truth. That's the good way. And part of the good way was God creating man, giving man a wife. It was good. Good. All what God does is good. Even as Abraham said, will not the God of all the earth do right? And right and good are together with God. So we need to come to this. Our political parties are lying one against another, making each other worse. And it's almost sickening to read what they say about each other. What good does it do? One sits in a ditch and talks about how deep the other ditch is. Why don't each one get on the road and say, let's get the truth together. Let's learn the truth together. And they won't do it until the church does it. Until, as Christ prayed 4 times, that they might be one. Even as Christ says, as I and the Father are one. That's how he wants us to be, like he and the Father are one. Yes, one. Christ is God's Son. Christ is God with the Father. They are one. And what a lie it is that many are propagating and say that that's not true. Multitudes, millions in this world, other religions, will not believe what the Word of God states truly, rightly, and needed. God sent His Son into the world to save sinners. His Son became a man, Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, as Isaiah said, His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, how we should pray that what the angels said at His birth would come to pass there in that area and throughout the whole world. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. If we believed that to be true and needful, we would have peace. The lies would be stopped, but we don't believe it. Now we're suffering for it. The world is at each other's throats, so many places, and our nation is coming more and more to that. Those that are our help to stop the evil, we're calling them evil. We're calling the police evil. I saw a good deed of a policeman last night. There was a car stuck in the snow along the road and got too far off. Policeman came, put his lights on, walked around, talked to the man. The man got back in his car. The policeman pushed and got the man out. What a good deed. That's our police. And sure, there are evil ones amongst them. Are all the apostles bad because there was a Judas? Would you stop believing Peter and Paul because of Judas? No. There's evil, sadly, everywhere. There's evil amongst preachers. There's evil in our lives. There's evil, as Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. But Paul fought against it and did what he is writing here to these people. Verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. And we already read them, the different things that our flesh is prone to do, wants to do. And we read it in verse 5. We read it again in verse 8. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. And then this ninth verse. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds. That's what the gospel does. The gospel comes, tells us how we are sinners. And we realize that that could rightly be called the old man, the flesh, the sinner that you and I were born as and need to be born again. We need the Spirit of Christ. Paul writes, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans chapter 8. And here, when the new Spirit comes, He enables us, makes us willing, in the day of His power, to put off the old man. Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds. On the one hand, he has been put off. On the other hand, he wants to come back. He continually wants to fight. He continually does, as Paul said, the flesh driveth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. He cries out of himself, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, He is Lord. Lord of all, King of kings, and Lord of lords. And at the same time, He, who is Lord, Creator, Sustainer, upholds all things by the word of His mouth in the present time. We can sing about Him, as we did. The third stanza of that song. 'Twas here the debt was paid, hallelujah. Our sins on Jesus laid, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So round the cross we sing of Christ our offering, of Christ the living King. Hallelujah for the cross. Christ the living King. Again, the words of Pilate. Art thou a king then? Christ answered, thou sayest it. And for what? To this end was I born, and for this cause came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Everyone that is of the truth. Everyone that is born again. Everyone that has been given a new heart. Given the right spirit. Given ears to hear. Given a heart to understand. All of that, as Paul describes it here, taking them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Verse 21 of the first chapter, you who were sometimes alienated enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. Christ, the Son of God, taking on him the form of a man, the body of his flesh through death, going to that cross. We can sing in truth, hallelujah, for the cross. Yes, it's a truth. Religions that we sometimes call one with us in our country, in the world, deny that truth. They believe a lie. But when they hear the voice of the Son of God, they will believe the truth. They will then no longer lie one to another, teaching each other lies. They will then put off the old man who is of Satan, Satan who is a liar from the beginning. Christ said that to some who began to believe on him, and then when he told them to continue in his word so they would be set free, they said, we were never in bondage. But he said, everyone that sins is the servant of sin. Then he said, if you shall continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth of our sin, the truth of who we are before God, the truth of who God is, and the truth of who Christ is, all of that is truth, and we have to be brought into it. We have to be brought out of the lies into the truth of him who is the way, the truth, and the life. And here, still, Paul had to say to this church, and he has to say to the church of today, put off lies. Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man. How we need to do it in the church, so our homes will change, so our nation will change, so the world will change. That's the only hope for ourselves and for the world, to go to Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah for the cross. Hallelujah for him who hung on it. Hallelujah for him who rose again the third day, and is now seated on the right hand of God, and is coming again. Will you be prepared for that solemn hour?
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.